evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome everyone to Hutton Orbital Radio Live from Studio 5. I'm your ever-present host, Dick Chafing, and with me tonight in the studio is...
Rudolf Hucker.
Ah, you're back. How awesome. And I suppose in tonight's news... The mystery of Hutton's expansion fleet, number 9.
Election ends in success.
Dodgy gin causes panic at Hutton.
A midnight visit to the orbital.
Will Hutton become a tourist destination? Local tourist office to be commissioned. First tonight, the mystery of Hutton's 9th expansion fleet deepened this week. Dispatched into the void to spread Alvin's love, they vanished. The Hotpit team and their spy associates, ever vigilant with their spreadsheet star maps and beard scratching, lost all communication with them as if they had simply vanished into the mists of space. Then, one word came back. Rendered. Using an exclusive, secure, and secret Hutton code, that one word was confirmed to be from the fleet. But where were they? A day passed. The team scoured the Gal map and comms channels for any sign. A second day arrived. Then, a message from Wolf 359. The fleet had been found. They had been held captive by the forces loyal to the dastardly Don Antonacci and relocated, rendered to a secret system. The tortures they suffered, the inhuman suffering caused by being forced to listen to Radio Sidewinder and being deprived of their mugs. Escape became possible when the Don and his Kimura popped out for a calzone one evening. Now, safely installed at Lomas Operator and undergoing extensive rehabilitation, the team, missing only Commander Spike, are recovering well. Our security patrols have placed the entire system into lockdown. No missions are available, and it will remain that way until Commander Spike is found.
In happier news, we won in LP245-10. Yes, 22 million people have realized that Alvin is better than the dictatorship that they had before. Golden Gateway, a major local industrial and refinery Coriolis, is now home to a population of spaniel-loving, gin-swilling, mug-toting nutters. Without a drop of blood being spilled, we have yet again proven that floppy ears, PWP gameplay, and of course, Denta sticks, other doggy snacks are available, are an acceptable set of manifesto pledges.
There was excitement this evening when a certain commander, I don't fly a ship but call me commander, Miss Anonymous, accidentally destroyed one of Hutton's cargo handling facilities late last night. Woken in the middle of the night, security teams heard cracking, smashing, glugging, hissing, fizzing, and, being the astute team that they are, promptly called for someone to check it out for them, in case it was aliens. It turned out to be a batch of hooky fake Centauri Megajin, botanicals of unknown nature, and strange powdery white chemicals. Which the commander claims was just powdered sugar, your honor. Had caused the batch of fake gin to deteriorate in the bottles, spreading glass and flammable red goo everywhere. She has been arrested. Teams are searching for her accomplices, and sources within Hutton's spy team tell us that their gaze is firmly focused on the Lave system. You can call Hutton Crime Watch from any internal comms unit. We're waiting for your call, and keep them eyes peeled.
Our orbital was graced this week with a visit from an itinerant teeth back in. Self-styled AI this week. Midnight, the deep-voiced and eccentric ship computer system, was found to be installed on Hutton's main control panel, and when asked what he was doing, simply replied,
"I enjoy this place, this slice of time I share with you. Witnessing your hunger for knowledge and discovery is most uplifting. You have the flicker of light I once had in my own mind. For you, I foresee pioneering accomplishment." The Hutton mug. Fill it with tea. Immediately.
Suitably distracted, he was swiftly moved back to the computer of the ship he arrived on, and Cecil was dispatched to keep him company.
Lastly, there are rumours that the Galactic Information for Tourist and Travel Team, known colloquially as GIT, have applied for Hutton Orbital, Eden and Proxima Centauri to be registered as a destination of special historical interest for tourists. Or shit. Alvin has ordered a new gift shop, tour guides, huge boxes with earphones that tell you things you already know, overpriced tat, and a spinning thing with keyrings with every name on them except yours, in an effort to boost station revenue. We will keep you posted as this dramatic update to our system evolves. And that was the news. I am Dick Chafing. And
I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And before we move on, we have a special tune to play. A trucker dear to our hearts lost a friend yesterday. Commander Sinrain, this one's for you.